Back now with Day to Day. This Thanksgiving holiday week, we're giving you a little break from the bad financial news. Every day this week, we're checking in with people who are finding financial reasons to be grateful.
Today, we hear from Mike Draper. I first met Mike in Des Moines, Iowa, when I wandered into his store. It's called Smash. Smash sells T-shirts, and you'd think that'd be something that people would be cutting back on when they're strapped for cash, but Smash is going strong. Mike Draper joins us now from Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Mike. How's it going?
It's good. Yeah, good. Everything's nice.
And business is good, I hear.
Yeah, it's going great. Actually, in February, just after you left, we doubled the size of the store and took over two spaces next door to us. This summer, we hired about three new people, so there's eight of us total.
Let's back up a little bit here. You're a smart guy. You're a young guy. You're in your 20s. Why do you think T-shirts was the business to go into?
I don't know. I think if I'd put a lot of thought into it, I probably wouldn't have done it. But it was one of those things that I just kind of fell into. I was going to college out east, and a friend and I decided to make T-shirts just to get a little bit of extra money. I didn't have a lot of plans after graduation, and so just kept doing the T-shirt thing, and eventually got the idea to start a store and have a production facility.
Why do you think things are going so well? What's the key to your success?
It's one of those things. I think Des Moines is a pretty supportive community, and we've done well so far. And in terms of right now, even though I think financially times are tough, for us, we've had kind of a three-year head start. We've kind of built up some cash and reserves and things like that, so it doesn't affect us as much. And the price point for everything is pretty reasonable.
Now, we should tell folks a little bit about your T-shirts. They're pretty cheeky. They usually have little statements on them. They'll say things like, one of my new favorites is, I went to the Iowa State Fair and all I got was type 2 diabetes.
Yep, that's a public service announcement.
Well, you've also introduced some new economically themed T-shirts. Can you tell me a little bit about those? What do they say?
Yeah, the one right after the bailout, we had one where we put George Bush in a little Che Guevara hat, but we put the American flag lapel pin on his hat, and then it says, Viva la free markets, and then underneath we have some restrictions apply, and kind of the absurdity of it all, that the free market philosophy, but it doesn't really apply all the time.
And we keep hearing all these really grim reports about the world of retail. Do you have any advice for small businesses like yours or you know, bigger chains as to what they can do to turn things around on the retail end?
You know, I've spent the last 3 years just saving up money so that if we don't make any money for 5 months, everyone can still get paid and we can still pay our bills. So you just have to realize that, you know, things can be wiped out at any moment. And so you should have some sort of a backup plan.
Given everything that's going on right now in the world of finance, in your own smaller world of your personal business, what are you most thankful for?
I mean, I'm pretty much just thankful for the friend who kind of got me into starting my own business. I always kind of joke about it now because he actually went on to banking and worked for Citigroup, and in order to keep his job had to move to Singapore. And a lot of my other friends from college all went into banking, and everyone feels really uncertain. And so I'm almost just kind of thankful for the luck of falling into it and that things have gone well.
Mike Draper is owner of Smash. It's a store in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks and happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You too.